Good of you to come out on a night like this. Bianca, this is Rita, our contact.
Charmed.
Hello. Enforcer, can she be trusted?
Absolutely. Bianca's one of the top players in the science agency.
But can she be trusted?
Hello? I'm right here, you know.
She can be trusted, Rita. You're jumpy. I understand. Bianca won't hurt you. We're not here for that.
Follow me. Keep up. We must move fast now.
Don't think these shoes were really made for running across Hampstead Heath, but still.
This is your contact, Gabriel?
She has some trust issues, but we work with what we're given, Bianca.
Where are we going?
Someplace safe. See the boy, perhaps.
Do all these fairy folk have to talk in questions and riddles all the damn time?
Remember, Bianca, she's fragile. Be gentle.
You know, you're run good for a guy with a big hammer in his hand. Wouldn't have thought it to look at you.
Well, I'm not all I seem, am I?
Nobody is in this game, it seems.
Here.
Ow! Blast!
Are you all right, Bianca? Need a hand?
Just slipped. I'm fine.
The female wolf, tag 17, has entered the clearing with two new individuals. Do you copy? Over.
Copy, Tetramalian. This is home base. Describe newcomers. Over.
Male, Caucasian, blonde hair, wearing sunglasses at night. About 6 feet tall, trim, but awkward. Estimate is about 35. Dressed in dark brown cardigan. Shirt, off-white, dark trousers, loafers. Carrying what looks like a sledgehammer. Woman, Caucasian, mid-twenties, athletic body, collar-length dark brown hair. Eyes, brown. Wearing a biker's jacket with what looks like an anarchy symbol across the back. Dark trousers, could be jeans. Hard to tell in this light. Over.
Second fits description of science agent Rocco. MI5 trained. Approach with caution. Repeat with caution. Trying to get a match on the male. Over.
MI5 trained woman is dusting herself down, having slipped and fallen on her ass. Should I still approach with caution? Over.
Frequency not secure, Tatadamalian. Suggest you shut your hole. Over.
What Homebase is trying to tell you, Tatadamalian, is that your boss is taking a personal interest in this situation, and comments of a frivolous nature may well get you dispatched from the order, or worse. Isn't that right, Homebase?
On your command, Cardinal.
No harm done, just keep the monks in line. I think we're about ready to move in, don't you?
So, here we are.
Indeed.
Who wants to go first?
After you, Bianca.
Right. Well, Rita, thanks for agreeing to meet us. I don't know how much Gabriel has told you, but basically we're looking for a teenage boy by the name of Martin Lieberman. We have reasons to believe he's gone a bit feral.
Martin is safe. He's with us.
You see, that's the problem. His mum wants him back.
He'll return to her when he's ready.
And when will that be?
Soon. He doesn't plan to stay with us long. We're just teaching him how to be.
How to be what?
At one with my dual nature.
Martin? I didn't hear you approach.
I brought some friends.
Hello again.
Ah, bloody marvellous. Did you bring Lon?
You couldn't make it.
That was wise. Nasty piece of work, that Lon. Poked a knife in my ribs and tried to steal my wallet.
You never said.
I didn't want to scare you off, Bianca.
So, the gang's all here. Martin, did you hear...
Everything. I'm going home soon. You can tell my mother I'll be back in a few days. Once the moon starts to wane.
Is that a promise?
I can't live like this. It was eating away at me. The wolves here. The clan. They're showing me everything I need to know.
It's a curse. I appreciate...
It's not a curse, being wolf. It's a privilege. Martin's mother tried to deny her son his heritage, his blood, sigils and words to keep the wolf at bay. But the wolf is always at the door. It's dangerous to suspect to restrain. Doing so could damage the boy permanently.
We heard his cries. We couldn't ignore him.
And I didn't want them to. I need this.
And you're sure?
We're to put things right. Set the boy on the right path.
How delightful. Glad to see we're all on the same starting page. My name is Mr. Hand. I, too, wish to set the child on the right path.
Is that why your two friends there have rifles covering up?
Only tranquilizers, Agent Rocco. I have a few more companions that you cannot see, so it would be best to remain civil.
The area secure, Cardinal?
No activity in the immediate vicinity. We're safe.
This is all of them? 4 werewolves and 2 employees of the science agency? How disappointing. I'd expected something more after all the work we've put in.
You smell wrong.
Perhaps it's my aftershave. Kill her.
No, Rita! I'll kill you!
Unlikely. You must choose your friends with more care. I'd stay down there if I were you.
Oh, my lord, you said they were only tranquilizers.
Far too trusting, agent.
You've killed Rita. What sort of monster are you?
An ironic question, don't you think? There are 3 living werewolves standing before us. Well, 2 and Master Lieberman, who is all ready to change for us. And you suggest that I am the monster here. I understood the science agency to be a power for good, protecting the planet from the very sorts of threats these blasphemies pose.
They don't pose any threat, you slow witted!
Now, let's try to remember who has the guns trained on whom.
Do you intend to kill me?
So curious to finally talk to you man to man. I've tracked you for 15 years. When you were born, your mother came to me and asked a favor. We placed a global positioning beacon in your left lung, a tiny transmitter, so that we could follow you wheresoever you went, Master Lieberman.
Why?
Your blood. Lycanthropy can skip generations, but it always returns eventually, a latent diseased gene. Your late grandfather, your mother's father, was a werewolf. She knew that there was the risk with bringing a child into the world, so she asked me to keep tabs on you. A safety net if she should need it, if your heritage should manifest.
That's so thoughtful.
Lying bitch. Lieberman told us that there was no case here. But she knew all along.
I don't understand why she even went to Sebastian in the first place if she had this imbecile tracking her boy anyway.
Perhaps it was Sebastian's winning smile. Now, if you two will be so kind as to step aside, my monks here can finish the car.
Are you serious? We're not going to stand by and watch you massacre these...
Let me explain something to you, Agent Rocco. Earth is for humans. These blasphemous creatures are threatening the natural order. By letting them live and thrive, we threaten to destabilize our fragile world.
Shut up! Just shut up!
You have a point to raise, Agent?
Raysbury. Gabriel Raysbury. And I've listened to about as much of this as I'm going to.
And what do you intend to do? Throw your hammer at me? Or perhaps at one of the monks here. It's conceivable that you might knock the rifle out of the hands of Tatterdemalion, but I can't see you getting Ragamuffin as well. Even so, your gambit would assume that I am not armed.
You bloody idiot! This simply isn't a hammer. It's my symbol of office. I'm a demonic enforcer.
Well, that adds a whole new spin on things. What do you propose then, demon?
That you walk away before anyone else gets hurt.
All the horrors club together. Is that it?
Werewolves exist for a reason. They have as much right to be here as any of us. By extinguishing werewolves, it is you who would imbalance the natural order.
And what about if I extinguished a demon?
My arm! Shoulder!
Raysbury! What's the point of all this?
Leave them alone! It's me you're after! Okay, you've got me. Just let my brothers go free.
I didn't intend to kill you, Master Lieberman. I came to recruit you so that you might lead us to other werewolf clans.
No way! You're a freak!
You see, just like any cult member, you've been turned against your own kind. I can cure your corruption.
You're the guys in the funny robes.
In time, you'll come to understand. But it would seem I've been blind to the jackpot right under my nose. Now, the saints have seen fit to deliver a whole cavalcade of monsters to me. So tell me, Agent Rocco, what manner of monster are you?
Science vehicle registration M182JDS. Last booked out by agents Rocco
and Raysbury. Figures. Majestic, give me a schematic of the immediate area.
As requested, Rice.
Tag Bianca and Rays.
Located. Tagged.
So, we got our 3 werewolves, I guess. Who are the other 5, and what's this?
Item identified as this is a cooling corpse, lupine genetic structure.
So, somebody's been shooting the wildlife. What you got on the others, Majestic?
6 humans. 1 with suppressed lupine structure. 2 wolves.
Don't know that the dot pattern is enough to go in on. Can you establish a visual, Majestic?
Unable to establish visual at this distance. Too many surface obstructions.
Well, I guess we're going in blind then. First, I'll take care of the guys on the outskirts.
Do you think these ropes can hold a born son of hell?
They seem to be doing a fair job on you so far.
Damn. So what now? You've tied us all up. Are we facing your firing squad?
Don't give him ideas, Raysbury.
I want to know what she is.
Bianca? What makes you think she's anything?
Ragamuffin, shoot one of the wolves.
No, please!
If I wanted you to wound the wolf, I would have specified.
Oh, no. Bastard!
Oh, please do keep howling. The more of your friends come, the better. Now, perhaps you will answer my question. One of you...
I'm nothing. Just a normal 26-year-old woman in a stupid line of work.
Thank you, Agent Ruoco. Tatterdemalion, shoot the other wolf.
Oh, my lord, no!
Do you begin to see now, Martin? There's nothing powerful or magical about these beasts. They are vermin. Your mother understands.
My mom would never let you do this. You're a butcher!
Oh, so naive. Were we ever that young, eh, demon?
How can you do this? You're killing innocent...
werewolves. Innocent monsters. Now, tell me about Miss Ruoco.
I've told you every...
Oh! That should keep you quiet, Ruoco. I imagine a devil like you would appreciate my methods. I'm waiting.
You are so sure there's something to tell, aren't you?
I've told you about young Master Lieberman's heritage, haven't I?
I wish you'd stop calling me that already.
Well, I have a heritage tale of my own. Like him, I'm here because it was predestined in my bloodline. My father hunted the supernatural, and his father's father, all the way back through the eons to Torquemada and the Witchfinder General, further even than them.
Why?
You and your sort do not belong here, demon. Perhaps God is blind to your blight, or perhaps he acts through me. I've long since stopped pondering that question. It's a sure route to madness, and I need to keep my head when the Order is facing the likes of you every day. I've done this my whole life. I come from a long line of humanity's champions. It's given me certain abilities. I can see the unnaturalness in your eyes and in hers. An aura of evil. Fine. What say we set light to her now while she's still unconscious? She'll wake up burning with the tree she's tied to burning as well, and like the witches of old, she'll die in the agony of purifying flames.
Burn me! Leave Bianca out of it!
If what you tell me is true, demon, then you come from a very hot place to begin with. I doubt flames would do you much harm.
You'd be surprised.
Even devils have a kind of honor, I hear. Could you stand by whilst I prepared her? A few symbols cut into her soft, tempting flesh? I bet you could.
Leave her alone!
Is that fear? Why? Why do you insist on protecting her? Pass me the knives, Ragamuffin.
Because she's the key.
The key?
She's more important than you can possibly imagine. You've no bloody idea what it is you've stumbled on, and nor does she. So let her go. Tell her nothing.
The key to what?
The shaper of worlds. The key to the universe.
Oh, what a poetic turn of phrase. And this matters to you because...
Because she's a bloody elemental force of nature, you moron. She can reshape reality around us. My whole reason for being here is to stop some idiot like you abusing her power.
You're her guardian, then.
She doesn't know.
That's the last of the gallery. Majestic, do you recognize this guy's outfit? Is he SWAT or what?
Kevlar armor of unrecognized type. However, insignia on ring belongs to the Third Phalanx.
No way! That's impossible! What do you know? My future's catching up with me. What's happening here?
Query?
Forget it. Got to find out what's happening on the main stage. Majestic, enhance visual.
Enhancing. Times 4. Times 10. Times 20 magnification. Refining image.
Seeing Bianca slump like that don't look good. Majestic, scan her. Is she awake?
Scanning. No, Rice. She's unconscious at present time.
They found the boy, though. That's a start. Who's the guy in the coat?
Insufficient input to determine at present time.
Give me a mid-range pistol.
Please note, all three non-identified wear Kevlar padded armor, Rice. Bullets would...
Do diddly squat. Yeah, you're right.
A reshaper of reality, correct?
Yes.
So if I ask nicely, she can reshape reality so that it doesn't include the likes of them. Or you.
That's the twist. She can't do anything. The power has to be tapped.
And if I tap the power?
And just how do you propose on doing that? It isn't like shooting werewolves. If you damage her, you could unleash forces over which you have no control.
But you do.
You overestimate me.
So, let me get this straight.
Rice!
You see, I didn't catch the whole speech, but I got enough to work out you've got a grudge against all the demons and werefolk.
The other science agent. Rice, do you realize that my men have you covered?
Yeah, but not as many as you think. I'm afraid your pals in the field weren't up to much. Get a refund. Wive, too. You want to all back down, or shall we settle this in the great hereafter?
You die as well.
Well, I know Ray's here is a demon, and I gather there's more to our gal Bianca than meets the eye, so I figure they've got some chance of surviving.
And yourself?
I got a few tricks. You wanna try me, Slim?
Rice, you lunatic, you'll...
Yep, I will. Now pipe down, Race.
Of course, the grenade would kill the child as well, and I don't think that would look very good on your mission report, Agent Rice.
What mission report? We were all pulled off this case, or didn't you know?
Lower your weapons, gentlemen. It seems he has us at a disadvantage.
Yeah. Okay. What say you untie my friends?
You are confident, aren't you? Now, why would I do that?
Live grenade still in my hand.
And what if I call your bluff?
What if it's not a bluff? Come on, Van Helsing, clock's ticking.
Rice?
What is it, Majestic?
New tactical information. Scanning subject identified as Hand reveals a disproportionate amount of metal in his makeup.
What is that thing?
This is Majestic. Smartest computer on the planet.
Useful. It seems my secret has been revealed.
Don't worry. You're among friends. We're all freaks here.
Kill the boy! No!
Rice, you...
Intercepted the bullets.
Nobody's dying on my watch.
You took those bullets straight to your arm. Do I take it you are another demon like Mr. Raisbury here?
Nah. I'm just like...
Rice, are you all right?
Tentatively, yes.
I saw you drop the grenade when the bullets hit you. You were lucky it landed by the Hand and his men.
You get any of the fallout?
A little, but my glasses protected my eyes, thankfully.
And Bianca, the boy?
I'm okay. Ears are ringing, though.
Bianca looks fine, aside from the bruises. I'll try and rouse her.
We all ready to go home?
Not quite. Your computer served you well, Agent Rice. Identified me as a cyborg. I've been enhanced, you see, to ensure I get the assignment completed. By the looks of things, so have you.
Let's finish this.
Speed. Strength. You're an impressive piece of work, Rice. I thought I was unique.
We can only hope so.
Where did you get your remarkable abilities?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Ow. Why do you fight for them? You're human like us. I can see into your heart. We should join forces against the darkness.
You want to fight darkness? Look in the mirror.
Let's see how well you fight without your box of tricks. How does this work? What's this? The symbol of purity. Impossible. You belong to us.
Right, stop now.
Bianca?
We need him alive.
He's all yours. What's left of him.
Who is it, Catherine?
Mom?
Martin! Martin!
Mom, you... I'm sorry I ran.
Doesn't matter, honey. Doesn't matter. Let me look at you.
I'm okay, Mom. I'm better than I've been for a long time.
I should have told you.
I understand.
What was that?
It's okay. He's a friend of mine. Come on, I want you to meet him.
Is it safe?
There's nothing to fear in the night anymore.
Okay, then. Together.
Together.
You should have seen it. Rice was incredible. He was on that Hand fellow like a bulldog. I think his first punch knocked out three of Hand's teeth.
Two, Raisberry. He only lost two.
And I nearly slept through the whole thing.
How's the head?
Doctor seems to think I'll be all right. Can't drink, though. He gave me painkillers to dull the swelling.
Guess Sebastian's getting you a Coke then, huh?
Me too. You realise I took a bullet back there as well as that knife to the ribs the night before?
And Rice makes free. Doc gave me antibiotics and told me to avoid getting shot at in the future.
The doctor didn't even give me a lollipop afterwards. I'm sure they meant to give you a lollipop.
I think they've phased that out once little girls reach about five, Bianca.
Well, that's not fair. I pay their wages.
You want to go back? I bet we can make them see your point of view if we try.
Would this involve holding the National Health Service hostage with a live grenade, Rice?
Whatever.
I wasn't sure if you'd all want ice and a slice of lemon. It's been a while since we had a drink together.
This is fine. Thanks, boss.
I think I owe you all an apology.
Oh, really? I don't mind a manky-looking piece of lemon in my drink.
For the Lieberman mission, I mean. My priorities were confused. I had conflicting emotions, and I shouldn't have taken the case from Joanne without resolving that first.
Rice is the master of conflict. You should have asked him.
You saved the Lieberman boy. A point in your favour. You went against my direct wishes and deliberately antagonized an ex-client in the process. 2 points against you.
But we did it for the right reasons.
Put that on your scorecard and we're all square, I reckon.
Joanne called this morning to tell me Martin's home and happy. He was having some trouble adjusting to his changeling status, that is.
We couldn't save his would-be mentors. 3 wolves died because of us.
No, they didn't. They died because of Mr. Hand and his acolytes. You, all of you, prevented a far worse massacre last night. You should all be proud. And apparently there was a 4th mentor who was happy to show Martin the ropes with regards to his dual nature.
I'm losing track. Is that a good thing?
If werewolves weren't out there hunting their natural prey, Rice, then that prey would be loose.
What's their natural prey?
You don't really want an answer to that, do you?
I guess Martin will be able to tell us soon enough.
Apparently the lycanthrope in question is roughly Martin's age as well, which is a blessing, I suppose. A young man by the name of Lon...
What?
Pack your armories, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like we're back on the clock.